have Michelle McDonald with me, the director of the Development Achievement Center based at it right here in Two Harbors. And it is a pleasure, Michelle, to have you. Thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. I forget if you've been here before, but I think you have.
Yes.
Oh, good. It's a special month. So do you want to start by sharing with us what special month it is?
Sure. October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and that is a celebration honoring the past and present contributions of individuals with disabilities and also reaffirming the laws, policies, and practices that preserve the rights of those people with disabilities.
And now let's just do a little bit of the backstory, just in case there are listeners who don't really know what the DAC is. I keep using that acronym here on the radio and try to remember to spell it out because people may not know. So share with us a little bit about that.
Sure. Our legal name is Lake County Developmental Achievement Center Incorporated. And we just shortened that down to DAC. We have for a long time. Mm-hmm. Many years ago when we first opened our doors in 1971, we were the same acronym, DAC, but it meant Day Activity Center. And that was based on what the state came down from the state and saying, let's open these programs. And that's how we started. And then the state had a brighter ideas and changed a lot of the names to Developmental Achievement Centers. And we are a private nonprofit, but we are state funded and licensed, and we like to make sure that we are aligning our programs and services with what the expectations are of the individuals and the state. So we kind of moved along. Interestingly, though, in 2024, the board is taking a hard look at maybe adopting a new name because our services are so different than they once were back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and early 2000s.
Interesting. And that's part of, I think, what you're here to talk to us about today. It sounds like the world of supporting people with various types of disabilities has really expanded, grown, advanced in the last few years. Tell us more about that.
Sure. We've been in, like I said, 1971, and it started out a lot different. It started out more educational services. Some of the students or individuals we served had come out of the school system and needed some more education, so it was practicals and curriculums and all kinds of different things. And then they aged older and wanted different things. They wanted employment. They wanted reduction in barriers in their community. A lot of them face barriers in transportation, getting to where they needed to go, and just acclimating in community events. And so that was part of the services we provided, breaking down those barriers. Mm-hmm. The biggest ones are community inclusion and helping people develop those valued social roles and employment. And so those are things we're focusing on in these next few years.
Yeah. Can you give us some specifics? Like someone walks in, what might they want or need from the DAC?
Sure. If someone walks in and employment isn't their dream or their goal, then we focus on community inclusion, which can include value social roles, increasing their social roles, volunteering, giving back to their community, accessing services in their community appropriately, and also going to things that they haven't had an opportunity to go to, maybe individualized services to get them to Duluth for some therapy or medical appointments or volunteering or recreation. We also have a thriving employment program where people come in and access our services to help them gain competitive employment in the community.
Yeah.
And that has been something that we're really focusing on right now as the workforce shortage is hitting everyone very, very hard. And the people we serve are turning into essential employees because they are there and they're showing up every day and they've increased their employment ability. So
what a great development.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I think we do a lot of bemoaning this workforce shortage thing, but this is more than a silver lining, I would say. I think, you know, the values that what you're saying people can bring, you know, it doesn't take being a rocket scientist to do these things, to be good employee. And it just is really special to me that these things are becoming more valued again.
Yes. Part of our services we've focused on in many years is developing those vocational skills in attendance and communication to your supervisor, attention to detail, following steps, Those are all skills that everyone needs in the workforce, and we do those on site at our program or when accessing the community. We're developing assistance to those individuals who want those sorts of services.
Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, in essence, that you offer, broadly speaking, people like to meet their needs. For one thing, special needs, people have appointments or anything related to that. But also what we all need is having purpose in life and really creating either whether it's through a job or through volunteering or for some way of giving back. I just think it's really neat that that has become a clear enough stated need that it is something that is directly met. You know, it's not okay anymore just for people with disabilities that, you know, in the old days would just keep them literally on their couch their whole life. Like that just isn't good enough anymore. So thank you for all your work with that. There's also a little bit we could talk about your evolving relationship with the county. The DAC workers have always done supervised work at the recycling center and continue to do that. And the way that continues may be evolving. Tell us just a little bit about that.
Sure. First of all, I want to highlight that the DAC is not looking to close the recycling center. That I'm starting to hear some little questions about that. Oh, I heard you're closing the recycling center. What are you going to do next? That is absolutely not happening. As many know, when you come to the recycling center and as a public community member drop off your recycling, you are seeing the workers that we support in those jobs there. They are working daily to process large volumes of your recyclables, and that is under a contract that we hold with the county. We're a private nonprofit. We have a contract with Lake County entity mm-hmm. to process the recyclables. So we've done that for almost 40 years and very
that
successfully.
That is amazing.
We've used this place as a training ground to gain vocational skills to allow individuals to go into the community and be successfully employed at a competitive employment at Super One and Holiday and different things. Our role there has been always to manage that recycling center. What we're finding is those individuals that have the training or that are working there want more employment, more money, and so we're able to go. Many of them already work competitively in the community, but we're kind of stuck where everyone there wants to do this work in the community, and they're working at the recycling center, but they want to make more money or more hours. So when that happens is it reduces the amount of people processing and we can't keep up. So we're looking to change the way things are done, our partnership, and we're asking the county to hire those individuals competitively. And then our staff, instead of processing recyclables before and after the individuals we serve are there, they will become career coaches for those individuals at the recycling center. So again, we're not asking to close it. We're just asking to do it differently and to support the individuals, gain some independence, and gain more money.
Yes, and I know from attending county board meetings that this is a process that takes some time to sort of rework a relationship, and that is sort of in the process right now and could have small or large implications for waste and recycling in general, which is why we continue to have Christine McCarthy come and speak to us at the radio also. So we will just be watching, Michelle, with very interested eyes to see how the DAC continues to develop programming for individuals who have increasingly independent and purpose-driven needs, which they should. And I know you said you're funded by the state, but you also take local donations. Is that right? Tell us a little bit about your funding sources in
Sure.
case people want to contribute.
Yeah, we are a nonprofit organization, and we do are licensed with the state of Minnesota to provide services. And so with that, we are paid for those services. But in order to expand and grow and do more things, we rely on the support of the community. And we do an annual letter of appeal, which many of you have seen come through your mail.
I was going to say, I think that has been recently distributed.
Yes, just recently. So we're excited about that. Our focus last year and this year was money for a new accessible van. Transportation is the number one barrier to everyone that we serve, and especially those who have mobility concerns and wheelchairs. So those vans are very expensive. So to help us get a second van to help serve more individuals, we focused our letter of appeal again this year, because last year brought some money. We're hoping to bring more money this year and to be able to purchase that. So we're excited. I appreciate all the fast turnaround of many of the donators already. Mm. We've had some come in, so we're excited about that. But we also take donations. We just had a church in Hermantown come in and bring us craft supplies and pens and pencils and different things. And we will often get community members stop in and ask, what are our needs? You know, and we do have needs, and if you stop in, we can share those with you.
Yeah. I mean, you must have a bit of a reputation for Hermantown to hear about it. Come all this way to support you.
Yes.
That's very exciting, I think. And what better and more concrete of a way to contribute than to help to provide a van? I just think that's such a good thing for people to think about. I think often we do need concrete things to really feel like we're getting our teeth sunken into something valuable. And so, Michelle, what's the best way to donate?
Best way to donate is actually on our website, www.lcdac.org. We have a button now there.
Awesome.
That you can donate. Stopping in, giving us a call, 218-834-5767, and find out, we'll share our mailing address, talk directly to me to talk about our needs if you'd like. Or the best part is stopping in and checking us out.
Because then you know what you're donating to.
Absolutely.
And I'm guessing you will be part of the nonprofit Give Men campaign later in this year?
You know, we haven't yet, but that's something that we are definitely looking into.
Okay. And the DAC serves exactly what area? Is it the whole North Shore, or is it just Lake County?
We actually serve from Silver Bay all the way to Upper Duluth, so off the Haines Road. So we have vans, like we talked about, that go. We have one that drives to Silver Bay every morning and picks up three individuals. And we have two vans transporting from Duluth. And we also have the AEOA, Arrowhead Transit Bus, that provides service for up to four individuals in the local area to come to our services. And we also have people that transport themselves or walk or ride their bike on certain days.
Wonderful. I have one more question for you, Michelle, and it may not be one that you can answer, but and it's just kind of a big picture question, but I do feel like between the laws and organizations like yours that have grown over the last few decades, there really is more of a normalcy around people with all kinds of either physical or developmental disabilities. And I mean, I just feel like you see people more out and about who, you know, may not have been to college or have been through the normal, you know, whatever growing up. It just seems more normal. Do you think that's true? Or I'm curious as to your take on that, and also how we do on the North Shore. Like, how would we be graded on our openness to really providing good lives and purpose for people regardless of their mainstreamness?
That's a really great question. And I think in my advanced years, I did not have students mainstreamed or integrated when I was going to school. My children and my grandchildren do. I think as a whole society, it's so much better. Mm. Are they a 10 yet? No, they're not a 10 yet. Locally, I think we're doing pretty good. I think our move to Two Harbors downtown from Knife River, we had a lot of exposure. We pushed and fought our way into a lot of things when we were back in Knife River. Now, just our existence, our building is right in downtown. It's been wonderful. We'll always put up the good fight. I think locally we have a good reputation too. I think there's some major excellent group homes providers in town also
that's a big part of it.
Yeah, who are advancing and breaking down barriers. But we'll always continue to empower those we serve to break down those barriers and accessing their communities.
Yes, and there are many passionate people along the North Shore also, which I'm sure is part of it as well. Thank you so much, Michelle, for being with us this morning. I hope to have you again.
Thank you so much.
That was Michelle McDonald, Director of the Development Achievement Center right here in Two Harbors.